Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
From Long Beach, who started his day today getting a phone call from us that he's going VIP style to When We Were Young in Vegas. I know if you're not Kevin from Long Beach, you probably don't care about this, but just more reason to keep listening to K-Rock so that hopefully one day soon we can give you a call and give you the good news. You're traveling. Airfare, hotel, VIP, When We Were Young. We'll have more cool stuff like that I'm sure to hook you up with, so just keep listening. And thank you and congratulations once again to Kevin, who had his sleeping baby on him when we delivered the good news earlier this morning.
We've already done so much today.
So much. And you tell me how you would react to this story, because Vanessa had an encounter at a bar this weekend that I find strange, although I shouldn't find it strange, but it just hits me weird. If someone goes up to you at a bar, stranger, talking to stranger at a bar, you're having conversation, you realize it's a pleasant conversation, at some point, don't you assume that one of you is going to start hitting on the other one, or it's going to escalate to, let me get your phone number, or hey, let's we should hang out again, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a successful night out at a bar.
This is exactly what happened to Vanessa, but the person she was talking to was not a guy, it was a lady.
Nice.
It was platonic, Allison.
And Vanessa claims that after meeting a stranger at a bar and having a very pleasant conversation, that she believes that she found a new friend.
And did you ask her for her number?
Yeah, I was like, do you want to exchange? I didn't say number. I said, do you want to exchange Instagrams? I'm like, I feel like we should hang out. and she agreed with me.
Yeah,
like,
and you have a nervous giggle.
Yeah, but Vanessa, you don't think she thought that this was a hit on it all? Did you say
no? She was there with a guy.
A guy that she was dating or
she was there
a wingman?
And then he went to the bathroom and I was like,
you made your move. Now's my time.
No, wow, you conveniently did it when he was in the bathroom?
He was just a little bit weird. And then I asked her, hey, are you okay? Like, do you like need to get out of this situation? Because I got you. Because I saw that interaction. She's like, no. She was like, I know, he seems a little bit weird. And I was like, okay, if you say you're okay. And then we just like started talking. And she told me how she met him. And she was like from San Diego. And she was telling me she was moving to Orange County. And she told me that her mom passed away. I, like, found out so many details. And I was like, I feel like you need a friend.
Okay, but
I really did like our interaction that I was like, we should hang out when you move to Orange County.
That's so weird, though.
It's not weird. She was cool.
No, but you're to pick up. I understand picking up someone with the outside chance you're going to hook up. That I get. I understand that. The idea of picking up someone to...
Especially, what a story. I rescued you from your bad date, and then we lived happily ever after.
Right, but to pick up someone for a friendship seems like just a real waste of energy.
It's weird. That's why it's hard for adults to make friends. Remember when we were kids, and we would be at the playground, and then you just became friends with whoever?
Yeah.
Same thing. Our playground is the bar.
Yeah, I know. It's true. When you were a kid, it was like, hey, do you want to play and be friends? And it's like, yes. And then that's just what happened, and then you were together all the time, and then eventually you just stopped being friends with that person and were friends with somebody else, but you were very aggressive about friends.
Well, because you realize when you're a kid and you make a friend, you're like, oh, they had a red shirt and I had a red shirt, and then you realize years down the line, you're like, maybe we weren't that compatible. We both happened to be wearing...
You like the monkey bars? I love the monkey bars.
And then you realize,
that's crazy.
Like, yes, we've known each other a long time, but maybe we don't go much deeper than that in this relationship. Whereas you, on the other hand, interesting that you also try to become bar hero. This is not the first time you've gone up to someone, I feel like you've told us this before, where you are constantly like the bar lifeguard. You're making sure everyone's okay.
Well, it's just like I would want someone to do that for me. And
right.
It was just, I just happened to be sitting next to her.
But are you alone in this scenario?
No,
or are you
with my friend. But then my friend's talking to a guy. So I'm like in the middle. And then I'm just seeing an interaction. And then I was like, yo, are you okay? Like
right.
when that guy left. Mm. And then we just started chit-chatting, and she was super cool. She wants to be a doctor. Guys, I found out so many things, and I want you to know that she did DM me. She's like, hey, friend. And I was like, oh, my gosh, thank you.
Okay, I don't know. I'm determined.
I think this is going to get sexual.
I'm like, detecting that Vanessa is a little bit smitten.
I am smitten. She was such a cool girl, but like as in a friendship type of way, guys.
Did you say at any point, I don't want this to come across like I'm hitting on you. I'm just looking for...
She knows I wasn't hitting on her.
How would she know? Everything
because
you've said...
She was like, oh, are you dating? I was like, no, like the guys suck.
Oh, my God.
That's even more.
Yes.
What?
Look, Vanessa, if I was a lesbian at a bar, even if I was a bisexual woman who was on a bad date with a guy and some girl came up to me and said, are you okay? Do you need to be rescued? Oh, yeah, I'm dating, but all the guys are terrible. I would think even if she was kind of straight, you are very, very turnable.
Did you talk about your love of rollerblading, too? Because if you did, that's going to be game
over.
Exactly. Did you mention?
I didn't.
You didn't mention that?
No.
I think she thinks you're into her.
Totally.
I don't think so.
And by the way.
And you're like, anyway, I used to work for a gay radio station.
Hey,
like
also,
your job history,
don't
too.
Don't say that about K-Rock. How dare you.
No.
Hey, Vanessa. Like,
literally,
also,
she did.
Vanessa, also, your Instagram, your personal one, it's all a bunch of like artsy photography stuff.
Totally.
There's nothing gayer than that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. I'm telling you right now.
You love nature?
Yes. That is as gay gets. Like, and I'm not saying that is a bad thing, but there's only so many shadows. Okay, Allie is. Quote Allie is saying that. There's only so many pictures of like forests and trees and dewy plants that someone's like, oh, this woman's gay.
Totally.
Guys, don't be jealous because you're not creative.
I also have shared with you some of my lesbian fantastic music, and you like it, don't you?
It's because, look, lesbians and straight girls have a lot of things in common, but this girl was straight, and I'm straight, and we can totally be friends.
How long before they hook up, Allie?
Oh, my God.
Zero.
If they hang out this coming weekend, they're going to be... It's going to be a coming weekend. You know what I mean?
Yes. It's going to be... If they had put on that Chaperone song, you guys would have been just...
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be right back.